The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
And as I continued to get to know you, I began to see and sense something in your life that was different than so many others. The genuine spirit of Christ in you, so real and so evident.
Special guests Billy and Winky Foot reminisce about the early days with James and Betty and the impact they had over the last 60 years. Next on Life Today.
I'm James Robinson. Betty and I want to welcome you tonight. Listen close. You're going to see the man and his wife. He was my best man. She was Betty's maid of honor. I was his best man, and Betty was her maid of honor. I'm talking about Billy and Winky Foot. I was at East Texas Baptist College, University now. There were a few hundred students there then. Now there are 1,800. There's just been a dormitory dedicated to the couple I just pointed to, the Billy and Winky Foot Dormitory. Billy, that dormitory is magnificent, beautiful, and it's almost bigger than the whole campus was when we went there. I can't even believe
it.
Did
is
that
extreme.
Stun you? Did that shock the two
yes,
of you?
Yes, it did.
Absolutely shocked us. Well, we never expected that at all.
Cried, we bawled.
You had to, and it's just absolutely beautiful. And by the way, the university is beautiful. My whole life was changed there, and it wasn't just by some great professors and a great president and now a whole line of great presidents and Dr. Blackburn now. It's just amazing. He and his wife are just beautiful people, and they are so full of the love of God and the life of God that you need to look at East Texas Baptist University in Marshall, Texas. That's just short of getting to the border towards Freeport. It's just over to the east of Longview. Billy, I got to go back. You were the most popular person on the whole campus. You could make people laugh until they were crying. I thought, well, this guy's like a professional comedian. We had a talent show and you were the talent. And I mean, you were all over the place. And I realized in a matter of days, and you said you were the president of the freshman class 4 years in a row. And that was
that's right.
Is that how you got so well known?
That's it, 100%.
Okay, so you were obviously the most popular person. And I was very shy. As a matter of fact, Betty, would you be able to confirm that I was probably the shyest person that ever walked on the planet?
Well, I'm pretty shy, but you were really shy.
And I go to East Texas Baptist University. Now, I'm shy. I've never done any speaking. I never gave a report in a school classroom ever, got zeros. I ate lunch outside the cafeteria. I was too shy to go in with everybody.
That's true.
And now here I am at school. And so the kids are in the dormitory, Fagan Hall we called it, and they're telling jokes. And of course you were a master joke teller, but you weren't telling jokes, you were over to the side. And I told a joke. And I wasn't a gifted joke teller, I wasn't a communicator. And they made fun of me. And they continued on, and then all of a sudden, I became conscious that this very popular person was walking across the dormitory meeting hall. And he reached over and put his hand on my shoulder. And he said, I want to tell you something. I want you to know I see something in you I don't see in these others who are making fun of you. And he walked off. And I found him out in the hall, and I said, Billy, would you come up at night and pray with me? And Billy Foot started every night coming up to my room, Betty. Mm-hmm. And we'd go down to the prayer room and pray every night. And I told Billy one time what God was telling me out in the piney woods when I was praying, that he was going to use me in a very special way, and it was hard for me to believe. And I said, are you going to laugh at me? Do you think I'm crazy? And you got up, Billy. You walked across that prayer room. You dropped down, and you looked up at me and said, no, I'm not going to make fun of you. I'm going to ask you to get down here on your knees and let's pray. You never get in his way. Mm-hmm. We never get in his way.
I remember that like it was yesterday, yeah. James. And it's incredible how God has done such a work in your life, you and Betty, and use you to touch the lives of millions of people. And we rejoice with you both in that.
Why did you come to me in that dormitory where freshmen can be picked on? That's pretty natural. But why did you walk over to me watching how they kind of responded to my lack of ability to communicate and tell a joke? Why did you come to me?
I think, James, it was just a God thing. The Lord just placed it on my heart to walk over to you. And it troubled me that so many would want to make fun and mock you or whatever. And I didn't have that kind of spirit within me to do the same thing they were doing. And God just led me in that thing. It's just a God thing. That's all I can say.
You were the BSU choir director, which was quite a big deal for East Texas Baptist. And you would take the choir out to the churches, most of the great Baptist churches there in the area. Mm-hmm. And you started asking me to go as a student and just share a testimony. Why'd you do that?
Well, I think, James, simply, once again, I'm repeating myself, it was a God thing. God was just leading in that way. And as I continued to get to know you, I began to see and sense something in your life that was different than so many others. The genuine spirit of Christ in you, so real and so evident. And it was, I was just made aware God had something very special for you.
Thank you for doing that. Thank you for coming and praying with me. Thank you for taking me with you. Billy, thank you for encouraging me. I wish all of you could understand how important it is that you notice the overlook. One of the main reasons you watch Life Today and support Life Today is we notice the overlooked all over the world. We notice the least of these. And you see the significance and the impact of love that is directed toward those who are overlooked, who feel so small and so unimportant. And you have literally put the loving arms of God and the hand of God on people, just like He put on me. And you've given them encouragement by the millions, and you've saved their lives. So it's really important. But I want all of you to know that if you're in school or at work, be noticing people that may be hurt or overlooked, and go over and give them some encouragement.
Amen.
You have no idea. He had no idea it would not only touch millions, but it would change and transform millions of people all around the world and even hundreds of thousands of leaders. So don't miss this. Winky, you were nodding like you knew what he was talking about. You were a student there. And I mean, here we are married and each other's best man and maid of honor and so forth and so close. But why did you seem to be expressing excitement about what Billy did and what you watched happen? Was there something significant about it?
Billy, Wendy, our daughter, we've talked about this quite often. Billy has been gifted and, I believe, anointed with a mercy spirit. And just his kindness, I mean, that was what drew me to him in the first place, was his kindness and the sweet, just such a powerful personality. And just wanting to make everybody happy. And like you said, he was the comedian. And a lot of people don't understand that Billy did a lot of Christian entertainment.
Oh, he did.
A lot of Christian entertainment. But that was one of the things, watching him. And it was fun watching him with you, because I was seeing all this too.
Did you see he actually helped launch something that might be by positive effect?
Definitely. And it was just thrilling. It was thrilling as I was getting to know Betty. Betty would come up and spend some of those weekends on campus in my dorm room.
That's right.
And just the joy of getting to know her. And y'all were just made for each other. There was no ifs and buts about that. I think we were made for each other.
That's right, we were. That's right. Absolutely.
Well, we started out together doing revivals and had a great one in Pearland, Texas, the first summer. I called Brother Hale, the pastor that I was staying with, and I said, call Billy Graham, tell him he's out of business. We literally had such a tent. The pastor told me nobody attends revivals here, so the building will be empty the rest of the week. Don't let it hurt your feelings. That's just First Baptist Church, Pearland. But that night it was packed.
It sure was.
And then,
was.
Billy, they were standing out in the street trying to get in because they couldn't get in.
Right.
They would be out in front of the street almost an hour ahead of time, and we led the whole high school to the Lord, led all the athletes to the Lord. The whole town was shaken. And, I mean, it was just great. And then we saw God a year later at a mission of First Baptist Dallas, Shiloh Terrace, which is your home church.
My home church.
And that thing exploded.
I mean, it was incredible to see how God would speak through you as an instrument in his hand, touching the lives of so many people. And when those invitations would be given, the people would come down that aisle. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something, James, as we're talking about revival meetings as we once did them, one of the heartbreaks of my life right now is seeing that revival meetings as we once knew them is now a thing of the past. Mm-hmm. You just don't hear of churches having revivals anymore.
And Billy Foote did you did 1,000 church revival meetings. Thousand. I was at that 1,000. That's well over 1,000. Mm-hmm. But I came for that. Mm-hmm. And we watched God save millions of people. And my crusades were just big church revivals that moved to the stadiums.
Yes.
And we're not doing that outreach. It looks like we've almost lost our passion to reach the lost for Christ.
It's a heartbreak. Absolutely is. And I would say to any pastors who are listening to us right now, it'd be a wonderful thing for you to say, I'm going to schedule a revival in my church sometime in the very near future.
And actually have a revival, not just a meeting.
Yeah.
I call them spiritual awakenings because we almost wore out the term revival because they kind of fizzled out and didn't become a revival. They were Alka-Seltzer bursts of spiritual whatever. But here's the thing. We need that awakening.
Yes,
we need the whole nation to have a revival of the Spirit of the living God.
Amen.
And a return to God. Winky and Betty, you jump in here because you watched this man change the man that you got called to preach. But what's your impression of what you've watched God do with this couple?
Well, it's just been beautiful. Both of you have been such wonderful influences in our life. And I think that's what all four of us seeing here together, we're sharing how connected God's children need to be. Mm-hmm. We tend to separate ourselves. Mm-hmm. Well, this is my church. This is your church. This is my way I do it. You do it your way. It's okay. God made us different, different personalities. But He made us to be able to work together and to be together. And I look back on our lives and I think, I met this boy at 15.
Yeah.
And God so had such a plan.
Yes.
I never dreamed, would have scared me to death had I known God's plan for our lives. And you would have probably felt the same way. God, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. We always see the sides that things we can't do instead of what God wants to do. And so as I think back on this, I think, had this man not answered the call in his life from God, and had you not been where you were at the time he needed you in his life, and Winky, both of us, the encouragement we were able to be to one another, but had he not followed God when God called him, I might not have known God. I was a good little church member, but I didn't know the Lord Jesus. I'd never seen a man have such a relationship with Jesus.
Incredible.
I wanted that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we have to be mindful for. You don't know who's watching you.
That's right.
You are an influencer, good or bad. Mm-hmm. You're an influencer.
Right.
So please be an influencer for God. Let Him use you to do something good in someone else's life. You
Amen.
Never know who that person may touch in their own lives.
Mm-hmm. Amen. You watch this from the outside. You've got a dormitory named after you. You were very popular at school, too. I know Betty and I had to work hard to get Betty to give proper attention to you. So we were on your team, though, and it was such a beautiful relationship. And your daughter, Wendy, sitting here, she's such so precious, so beautiful. Billy James, named after me. Thank you, Betty.
That's right.
That's an honor. But what do you think, Winky, when you look and see what happened by the love of God that flowed through this man? And you've seen that love in 1,000 revivals flow out to each individual person as though they were the only one in the crowd. Mm-hmm. And you watch him entertain teenagers as though they had never been loved like they were being loved by this man. What do you feel in your heart when you watch what he actually helped launch?
Gratitude, praise, a scripture that just is our scripture because of all that God has done, and I think this applies to all of us. Is Psalm 115:1, not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to Thy name be the glory.
Amen.
And that's all I can say is I'm just so grateful. What a journey this last 60 years has been. I can't even begin to tell you how grateful I am for this man. And to see what God has done through him and continues to do through him, His compassion, His kindness, His mercy showing. There are countless people, we get letters and that just, you know, you just sit and bawl, and just like y'all do, just like y'all do. It's just such a blessing that God saw fit to use all of us. I thank him. My heart is overflowing. Amen. With gratitude.
You know what I'm praying while you're talking right here, and I'm looking at the two of you. And these tears are you, and I've gotten to where Billy Graham used to say, I wish you didn't sweat so much. And now I tell him if he could see the way I cry all the time, I just love it. And I'm looking at the tears in your eyes, and I think these are tears of joy.
They
Oftentimes
are.
They're
Absolutely.
Heartbreak for the needs of others. But this is joy to see what God's mm-hmm. doing. I see a couple of things that you've done 1,000 revivals. Think about 1,000. And here's the thing you need to understand, too. I encouraged him, and we stayed best friends. Uh-huh. And we've been each other's encouragers the way you've been encouraging all of us. But the thing about it is, 1,000 church revivals, and he inspired and birthed 600 citywides. I would have hit 1,000 citywides, but God sent us overseas. He sent us into the third world. He sent us to the poorest of the poor, the most forsaken, the hungriest, the loneliest, the thirstiest, the ones that are trafficked, the ones being destroyed. And when I say he sent us, but you got to understand this, he only sends through a sender, mm-hmm. you. I wish you could understand that when you support what we do, you're launching a lot of Billy Foot, Winky Foot impacts, a lot of James and Betty Robinson impacts.
Amen.
And it's even great in the third world. It multiplies so far, so fast, because they've never been noticed, never been loved. Billy and Winky, I want to just say to you all, I pray, and I mean this is my prayer, that everyone that ever goes in that dormitory will have a Billy Foot encounter with somebody about Jesus.
Amen.
You know what I pray? You'll be the encounter.
That's right.
You'll be the person that touches someone that needed to be touched by God.
Amen.
I know Dr. Blackburn. I know the leadership at East Texas Baptist University. It's a Christian university. They happen to be Baptist, and Baptist supported in many ways their churches. But so many are not a member of a denomination as their label. They're Christians. And more than anything, Dr. Blackburn and the leadership want that. It's what you want. Mm-hmm. It's what God wants.
Amen.
And I want to say, go see that university.
Yes.
Check it out prayerfully. Because I believe they can help inspire spiritual awakening, and you could be a part of it. Maybe you could bless somebody there like that. Or you could be one there that's being blessed. I want to tell both of you, I want us to spend the rest of our lives closer than we've ever been.
Amen.
Praying for one another even more.
Amen.
You know, all of us are over 80, okay? So, you know, Betty's hard. You can't believe Betty and Winky are, but they actually are. And Billy's actually a few years older than the rest of us. He's several years older. He's kind of over the hill. The deal is that we have the greatest moment in human history to inspire the greatest spiritual awakening in human history. Mm-hmm. The stage is set for it. The demand is greater than it's ever been.
That's right.
Billy, we need a spiritual awakening. We need a miracle.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Let's commit together to pray to that end.
Amen.
And you pray for all these people watching. I love you guys. We're going to meet your president. Mm-hmm. In the next program, we're going to talk to Dr. Blackburn. Do you recommend that students consider going to East Texas?
Yes.
We highly recommend it. Highly recommend it.
Well, it changed my life. I would never have gotten the start without Betty, and certainly wouldn't have the finish without Betty. Couldn't have lived it out without her. But I never would have gotten what you call the launch point if it hadn't been for Billy walking over and touching me. By the way, Billy, that's what our viewers do every day. They may reach out and dial a phone number if they need prayer, and they'll be prayed with. But they can also go online, and they can take a bank card like it's a check, and you can be somebody's miracle.
Oh, amen.
You can actually be a miracle of life.
Amen.
An expression of love that gives people life, literally saves lives, and then leads people to eternal life with Christ. I want you to watch right now and see the need that only love and someone with love can meet, and you can effectively, miraculously, undeniably meet it. Watch this very prayerfully. Watch.
I want to introduce you to little Mateusz. Mateusz is from a rural village here in southern Angola, and
Today, Mateus was screened by nutrition staff. Mateus has severe malnutrition, something that will literally steal his life, and he becomes another statistic. He becomes another child that is buried because he died of malnutrition. One more of those statistics that we read. No child should die unnecessarily. No child's life should be stolen by malnutrition. And yet today, Mateus's life has been saved. It's been saved because people supported Mission Feeding and made it possible for us not just to come and screen little Mateus, but made it possible for us to bring Mateus Mission Feeding, to bring him life. Mateus represents so many thousands of children whose lives have been saved, because each and every day, Mission Feeding is there to provide them with the nutrition they need, to bring life to their little bodies, to literally supply a lifeline. Because food is the appropriate response to a child that's hungry. But the reality is that if we're not able to keep that lifeline open, if we're not able to keep the supply coming, if we're not able to keep Mission Feeding, then this little life is not able to be sustained.
I wish you could know that you make it possible not just for a missionary like Isaac, his mom and dad, Anne and Peter Pretorius, but you make it possible for God to hold a child. He uses our arms and our hands as the extension of His. And the only way He can put His arms around the world He gave His Son to die for is the body of Christ, the church, to put His arms around the world. Would you right now say, I want to hold a child. I want to give a mother her child's life. I want to give a community their children back. You say, well, James, how would I do that? Well, you pray, but then you become an answer to prayer. You become the miracle someone's praying for. You provide the bowl of soup. Which is, here's the thing that people need to realize. We started out with all these tin cans and plastic bags. And they would be nasty old cans that they would find. Or they would bring plastic bags in the hot soup. And it has to be hot because all the water is not totally safe until you boil it. And it would go right through the plastic and fall into the dirt, and they would begin to eat it off the dirt. And then you said, you the viewer, give them a heat-resistant bowl. Don't burn the little hands. The missionary said, we don't have time and money for bowls. We got to save their lives. And you said, we can give them a bowl. And you've given them by the millions. And you've saved millions of lives. I'm trying to excuse the zeal. But when you're filled with compassion and love, and you see what that compassion and love does, it gives life. That's what it does, the love of God. God is love. God is life. Would you please, would you hold children like the ones you saw? Would you enable them to get in line and to be something there at the end of the line that gives them life? Please, go get that bank card. What's greater than using it to give the greatest gift, life? Go get it. Go online. Take that card. Use it like a check. That's how you always should use them. And make the greatest gift you can, because you're giving the greatest gift. You're giving life. If you could give $30, you would feed three children for the next month. $50, you'll feed five. Now think about this, 110, but Betty, you could feed 100 with 1,000. There is a level at which every person watching can help. Would you please go get that card? Go online or dial that number and say, I want to give this. Please, if you can feed 10 children, do it. But don't ever think three is not significant. It's life for them. Please do it. Please reach out and touch someone. Amen. Become the miracle they ask for and they desperately need.
Across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the brand new Life Planner. Bound in soft touch leather, this planner will help you with your daily walk with space for you to record your appointments, goals, inspirational notes, and prayers. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the God's Promise Serving Bowl. This beautiful and versatile ceramic bowl is decorated with 2 Corinthians 9:8 and will make a lovely addition to your table or home. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds, inspired by Jesus' words in Matthew 6:26. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I say it often, thank you for helping us share life. Thank you for letting us share the person that changed my life. I do not have the ability to communicate as clear as it needs to be. Billy and Winky, you launched a spiritual missile of love and life and transforming truth because you touched me with the love of God. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
And that verse is so true. To Him be the glory. By the way, thank you for touching people like Billy touched me. Thank you so much.
Stay connected with Life Today through your favorite social media. Get access to exclusive content and news from all of the outreaches of Life. Just search Life Today and you'll be connected to exciting shows featuring your favorite guests. Never miss a moment to get inspired, get involved, and get the best of life anytime, anywhere. Life Today is always on. Subscribe, follow, like, and get the Life Today social media experience.
As they prepare for that vocational call in their life, they've got to dig into the scriptures and understand what God wants them to do as a Christian servant leader to impact His kingdom.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.